I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of I Love Islam, welcome back and Alhamdulillah we're here on Madani channel. It's been a long time. And we have our usual panel, mashallah, regular faces of our Isle of Islam. Mashallah, with me, I have our teacher, Ustad Gohar Madani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, thank you for coming. May Allah bless you. Inayat Raza, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
May Allah bless you. Hope you've been enjoying yourself so far.
Yes.
MashaAllah. And on this side we have our Hafiz Obaid Raza, MashaAllah. Hafiz Saab, MashaAllah, you have a mic with you? MashaAllah, yes. MashaAllah, how are you, Hafiz Saab? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, okay.
MashaAllah, JazakAllah, thank you for coming, MashaAllah. We have Hassan Raza with us today, inshaAllah. Hassan Raza, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Hassan Raza, how's your day been today?
Alhamdulillah, it's been very good.
Hassan Raza, we want you to read an art. Come on, everyone, let's redo the bark, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah Anku katara na'me Muhammad Anku katara na'me Muhammad Dil ka ujala naam Muhammad Puchega maala laya hai kya kya Puchega maala laya hai kya kya Main ye kahunga naam Muhammad Aankhon ka taara naam Muhammad
Brothers who are watching this program, that you can go and visit the masjid every day at Isha Namaz. know, sometimes we say, don't have time, or my time, I've got a very busy schedule, I've got this coming up, I've got that, or I'm struggling, I can't get the momentum there. You've just proved it.
Yeah.
You managed to go masjid, you know, at least majority of them, more than 15 days for argument's sake, yeah. If you have been going to masjid for Taraweeh, that means you can go.
A lot of people in Ramadan, so they cater their time schedule around namaz.
Hmm.
I can't go here, I can't go out to eat because I need to eat Taraweeh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to study very far because I need to go to Taraweeh. That's what we need to do outside of Ramadan as well. Cater your life around Salah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Wherever we go, find the closest mosque, we need to read namaz, and then you can do our activities.
Subhanallah. The day has gone fast.
Yes.
And people spend this day, you know, in their own ways. And so if you're not focused, you miss out, you can actually make this day productive.
Yes.
And so could you maybe share some tips what we could do on the day to maybe meet maximum people, and who should we meet, and is it important to meet people, to connect with people? If you can shed some light
on the day of Eid, this is a day where another thing, we in the month of Ramadan, we fasted, we did good deeds, and Eid is a day of celebration for us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this day, that you've been fasting, you've been sacrificing for the entire month. Now this is a day of celebration, so celebrate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was the month of Ramadan. And in the day of Eid, what people generally do is eat.
Aye.
We forget what we did in the month of Ramadan. We forget the sacrifice we put. What we do, all the fasting, all the starvation we put in Ramadan, we just eat on the day of Eid.
So we make up for all them 30 days, in one day.
In like 24 hours, we just make it all up.
We make it up, don't we?
Like I know a few people on social media, about 12 o'clock, and they're on their fourth meal of the day.
Allah.
At 12 o'clock, and I didn't eat anything by 12.
Oh.
And so like all that, what you do in Ramadan, you just kill the reason of why you fasted in the month of Ramadan. So on the day of Eid, there's many things you can do.
So one thing that you've just mentioned, that so Eid is not all about eating.
Yes.
Yeah, it's more to that as well.
Yes.
To be thankful.
Thankful. There are many people out there that even today on the day of Eid will have nothing.
Yeah.
They'll probably just have just about have water to drink. Or they might have to walk a certain distance to get water on the day of Eid. And yet we have everything. We need to shukr of Allah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted us these blessings.
Now please look after for those people who may be lonely, who are single Muslims, or they might be new Muslims, and they live in your locality, and on the day of Eid, where we are so busy with our own loved ones and relatives and friends, but please look out for them as well, and make sure you meet them, because it's a difficult time for them.
Yes.
And sometimes the day of Eid is probably the loneliest day for them in the whole year. And it's not right, it's not fair. You know, we need to go out and reach out to these people just because they don't have family. You know, we are their family.
Yeah.
You know, they've embraced Islam, now they're part of our family. We need to be there for them. I met someone and he was a revert.
MashaAllah.
He was a new Muslim, and this was his first Ramadan and first Eid.
MashaAllah.
And a young lad. And he was there, and you know, when I was actually talking on that topic, I didn't really have anyone in my mind that said someone in the audience.
Yes.
But you never know. You know, when you're speaking, you're actually speaking up for them.
Yes.
And it means a huge thing. And these people, they, Allahu Akbar, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, when I was mentioning them points, just imagine what that brother would be feeling. He's thinking, you know what, he's talking about me. Yeah, he's right. And now, like, because I said these, you know, some words I said in to support this community, and that person, you could see that happiness in his eyes. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful, beautiful, Rasha, to see people like that. And that's what Eid is about.
Yes.
Eid is about to share happiness.
Remember a few years ago when we had the Eid, after Eid, we had the festival.
Yeah, we had Eid with new Muslims.
And from far.
SubhanAllah, we had people from different parts of the country, they gathered at our new Muslim center in Rochdale, and we celebrated Eid, the day of Eid. You know, that day, I can remember that day, you know, we had a long table.
Yes.
So during that Eid meal, we were having the food, a good like 8-10 of them, and a few of the local community people were there as well. We all sat together, and whilst they were having food, I was looking at them, I was thinking, you know what? This is their family. This is the family. This is what they were looking for. And alhamdulillah, with Dawat Islami, we managed to achieve this. And you know, this is a huge thing to them. And that's what we should do. You know, we should use this occasion of Eid to enter people's hearts.
Yes.
To spread love. And mashallah, Hafiz Ubaid is with us here today as well, inshallah. Hafiz Saab, how's your day been today?
Alhamdulillah, it's been very good.
So where you been up to? Did you do anything exciting today?
Well, I woke up and I got ready. I went to the masjid, read my Eid namaz there. Then I met along with some of my family. Some of them I haven't seen for quite a long time, so it's quite happy to see them people. Then went around to meet all the family members.
How did you feel when you met, you know, with them after a long time? No, did you see any like expressions from them and meaning to you?
It was a bit weird with some people because like I haven't seen them in that long that sometimes they forgot what I look like or I forgot what they look like.
Allah.
Oh, it was quite beautiful when I met them and then we had a few exchange of words.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. That's true. I think we should use this opportunity of Eid to meet such people. I'll suggest those who are watching this program as well and all of us here, so why don't we make a list of those names? Because if you don't make a list, it doesn't work then.
Yeah.
And make a list of those names that you know, you've not met for a long period and you want to say Eid Mubarak to them. You want to visit them. Make a list of them names. If it's your uncles, aunties, grandparents, if it's someone in your neighborhood, there's something in your own street. The thing is, we have lost the importance of connection.
Yes.
Yeah. We've lost our connection. Today I was mentioning to someone that, you know, just imagine that same person that we've not met for a long period. Especially those we've cut relations. You know, some people get angry, don't they? Yeah. They say, you know what, I don't want to see your face again. I don't want to talk to you again. That's it. Forget it. Yeah, and they don't. 6 months, 1 year, 10 years go past, they don't talk to each other. Yeah, and they all have their own life circles. They move on. But them same people, I said to him, just imagine that same individual, if he was to pass away today, there's a good chance you'll go to his grave. Most cases, you'll go to his, you know, if it's a man, you'll go there and do ghusl, you'll be there, yeah, you'll go and attend the janazah, and you'll go to the grave as well. You know, we go there, but why do we have to wait until they die? Why can't we go and meet them now? Any message that you want to give to our kids and your viewers on Madani Channel, how important it is to meet grandparents and your elderly aunties and uncles on the occasion of Eid?
If you have old grandparents, they'll be happy to see you on Eid.
SubhanAllah. And that's the key thing. Your parents, your grandparents, they just want to see you on the day of Eid. They want to give you that hug. I know that hope to them is their life. It means a huge thing to them. So please make sure you reach out to your loved ones, especially the elderly ones, and make sure you say Eid Mubarak to them. Now go to their homes and say Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah and say in a loud voice, Eid Mubarak. And then give them a hug, inshallah. You know what? You'll make their day, inshallah.
Good thing, you get Eid as well from your
grandma. Oh, subhanAllah, you get Eid.
I still get, when I go to my grandma, she still gives me Eid.
SubhanAllah.
You get
Eid as well, mashallah. Nait Raza, how's your Eid been today?
Alhamdulillah, it was very nice.
It was beautiful, mashallah. What did you do different this year?
We saw most of our relatives.
You've already met so many relatives already?
Because you haven't seen them in a long time.
Why though? We're going back to the same topic, isn't it? Why is it every time, you know, it has to be Eid, you know, when we meet people? We don't meet people at the times. Plus, this list is for all of us.
Youth are being busy.
Again, same old excuses, isn't it?
On the day of Eid, we're off work. So we can meet our family.
Maybe. But you know what? Not everyone's off.
Yeah,
not everyone's off, and not everyone gets opportunity to perform Eid Namaz because of work commitment and other things, and they struggle. Right. Struggle to get holidays.
In Rochdale, we had 4 Eid Namaz, and the latest one in Rochdale was Abu Fazan in 11 o'clock, because of work commitment, some brothers even missed the 11 o'clock.
Allah. So you know those people in the month of Ramadan and on the day of Eid, you know, if you have flexibility, you're able to visit your loved ones. You know, this itself is a great ni'mat, it's a great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. You should be thankful for this, because life can change. Sometimes it can be very hard. Yeah. And anything that you think it was exciting this time? Anything different, you know, on the table this time?
Everyone is all the.
What have you enjoyed this time? What was it? For the food.
The biryani.
The biryani, mashallah, subhanallah. So you like the full meal there, mashallah. Anything else?
And the dessert.
I was actually looking for that. I was going to think he's going to say something, but he's not said it. Which dessert?
Something that my sister made.
You don't know what the name is?
No, I can't remember the name.
Allahu Akbar. Tell me, I think we'll have to go get to the bottom of this one. You need to know the name of that dessert because you really like it, mashallah. In fact, why don't you take this opportunity to say thank you to all the mothers, sisters, aunties who've been cooking beautiful food at Sehri and Iftari throughout Ramadan for all the families. Why don't you give a short message to the kids so that they can say thank you to their, you know, mothers and aunties?
I would like to congratulate all the mothers and aunties and sisters for preparing food for Sahri and Iftar for everyone.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, indeed, it's a big thing. You know, we don't realize as men, as adults, you know, we don't realize the importance. You know, we just come, say Sahri time, we just come downstairs.
We expect it as well.
We expect it, yeah. It's going to be on the table.
It's not there.
Be ready.
It's not there, some men just argue.
Yeah.
Almost Sahri not ready, almost Sahri not ready. We expect things to be
Allah
there.
But
that's not the character of the Prophet.
Yeah.
The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to help his wives out in the house.
Subhanallah.
Being the best of creation, to show us an example of men, we should help out in the house as well.
Subhanallah. Hassan Azhar is here as well. Hassan Azhar, how's your day been today?
Alhamdulillah, it's been very good.
MashaAllah. And you know, anything you want to mention of what you've done today, what you love today? No. What was the best part so far?
Nothing different to any other Eid, but we did do Eid namaz in new building. It wasn't really, it's kind of new because it's newly opened. So it's not fully opened yet, but
it's the first ever Eid.
Yeah, first ever Eid namaz over
Mashallah.
There.
You know, it's that's like a landmark generally, you know. It's a beautiful experience.
Which building is
Our Fizan Medina campus, the main Oldham Centre.
In Oldham.
In Oldham, alhamdulillah. You know this thing, you know, when someone's got this quality of feeding someone, you know, even if it's like, you know, your desserts or chocolate, especially on the day of Eid, you know, you've got so much food cooked. If you have guests, you should be happy. You got guests at home, you should go and serve them. Look after your guests, and this is it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, when you do this, it opens your own heart as well.
Yes.
You know, you build good relations with your family, your loved ones, and these beautiful habits, they help you in your life. You know, when you grow big and you're alone, and you maintain that beautiful habit. So mashallah, that's a good thing. Any message that you want to give to the kids, especially the month of Ramadan has gone, and or maybe anything they should be doing, anything they should continue from Ramadan?
They should, if they were reading Quran in Ramadan, they should carry on and read it throughout the whole year. Any free time they get, they should just read Quran and just worship Allah.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah. And what do you think about going to masjid?
Yeah.
How regular should kids go to masjid?
Every namaz.
Every namaz, inshallah.
Did you go to madrasa in Ramadan as well?
But I had to read at home for a bit.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, you know, during holidays, because he was off from school for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he made most of the, if you know, the Taraweeh and Sehri time.
Yeah.
He made most of that.
MashaAllah.
And MashaAllah, good 2-3 hours, you know, every night during the holidays. Now, MashaAllah, he used to learn his lessons,
MashaAllah,
the new sabak. And his target was to learn at least half a new spara in 2 weeks.
MashaAllah.
I think he went past the quarter at least. You might pass the quarter, mashallah, during that period.
MashaAllah.
So, mashallah, so that's what it is. You know, Hassan, you mentioned that when, if you have any free time, look, why does it have to be like that? When it comes to deen, yeah, we have to wait for the free time to come to us, then we do the deen work.
Yes.
But it shouldn't be like that. No, as Muslims, we need to get our priorities right. We need to connect with the Quran. And it's important for us to stay connected with the Quran. You know, touching the Quran is ibadat, reciting the Quran is ibadat. You know, we should always have love and affection. There shouldn't be a day that goes past in which we don't open the Quran. You know, even if it's one page a day. Even if it's one page a day, you know, if we can, we should recite the Quran in Pak. No, and even if you can't recite, you know, I'll say to you, every day perform wuzu, you know, put itur on yourself and just open the Quran and kiss it. You know, and say, this is the kalam of my Rabb. Yeah, I just love it. Just give it a hug. You know, this itself will increase the affection, inshallah, in your heart. And it's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful feeling, inshallah. Any Eid message that you want to give today to the viewers?
The main Eid message for the viewers who are watching is that whatever we did in Ramadan, the good deeds, the practices that we had in Ramadan, namaz on time, Quran, going to the masjid on regular, make most of this practice and habit that we have built, and let's continue with this habit after Ramadan as well. That's the main message for today.
Five things that we should be doing on the day of Eid. Anything, we're going to do a deal now, okay? So I'm going to start from your side. Then we're going to go this side, okay? So we're going to have a turn, okay? So remember your turn. Yeah, I want you to mention things, but you can't repeat them.
Okay?
So the five things that we should be doing on Eid. You don't have to mention five. Let's do one each. Okay. You're on the right side. Come on. Hafiz Abdi.
Offering your namaz.
So on the day of Eid, make sure we pray our namaz.
A lot of people throughout the month of Ramadan make a habit, make readers our namaz on time, go to the masjid. But sadly, when it comes to Eid,
Allah,
all of it just goes.
Allah.
We're stuck in celebrating.
So that's
Eid,
an important
forget.
Reminder. On the day of Eid, make sure you don't miss your salah. Okay, mashallah.
Cut your nails.
You can't repeat now, yeah?
How about?
Meet grandparents.
Do you have stuff again?
Apply itar or perfume.
Apply oil.
MashaAllah.
Read Eid Namaz.
Eat the food cooked at home.
Okay, if you can't guess, if you lost some ideas, you have to say, I love Medina. That means like you're saying, I give up in a way.
Eat the food cooked at home.
Yeah, we'll give you that, okay? they cook the food for you to eat. If you don't want to eat, that's not nice thing, isn't it? So let you off.
Comb your hair. If you've got a beard, comb your beard, make it look neat.
MashaAllah.
Get a haircut.
Visit your family and friends.
MashaAllah.
Be grateful,
MashaAllah.
Make dua for your family members, your teachers and your elders.
Do dua, yeah. That's a very important one. On the day of Eid, don't forget your loved ones. Make sure you do dua for them.
Hadi subhanallah wa bihamdihi 300 times on the day of Eid.
SubhanAllah, that's a beautiful wazifa of the day. Eid wazifa recite, SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi 300 times. Make sure you make the intention to read this, inshallah, today.
Recite the Quran
today, inshallah.
Help your family
in what?
Cleaning or cooking.
Cleaning and cooking, MashaAllah. Come on, we've got less than a minute now.
I love Medina.
Recite Durood Sharif
today.
Give as much as sadaqah as fitr as you can.
MashaAllah.
Read extra nafil.
Make sure you read today. I want to see you reading extra nafil.
He's out.
He's out.
Watch Isle of Islam.
MashaAllah.
Watch Madni channel.
That's how you're saying that, isn't it? MashaAllah.
Watch Madni Muzakra.
Today.
Let's
be generic. Come on the day of Eid, anything else that you missed out?
Any relatives that you caught ties with, meet them and become friends again.
SubhanAllah, that is a beautiful thing. Well done.
Visit your neighbors, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims.
Visit your neighbors.
Give gifts to each other.
I love Medina.
So two people are out now. Come on, in either of us, we're with you. And you as well.
Excuse me, yeah. What we all want the question, what to do on the day of Eid? I love Medina.
SubhanAllah.
No. The round is not finished. He still has to say it.
Okay, then. So we're still in the last one now, though, isn't it?
Still the round.
Okay, if you answer this, you're a winner. Because you have to say, you can't repeat anything, remember? Okay, we'll make it easy for you. We'll count up to five. From five. Five. Four.
Try not to miss any namaz.
That's been said. Five. Four. Three.
Read not.
Well done, Inayatullah. You've been the star today. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. May Allah Ta'ala keep you well. Make sure you enjoy your Eid. Look after yourself, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala.
I love Islam.